The mall was created around the idea of how do we collect and disseminate information on service acquisitions across not only DOD, but the federal government. And really, the Department of Defense, you know, we really don't have a good way of collecting good information and putting it all in one place. And so the mall was created as a way to collect both process knowledge, i.e., the seven-step process that we use in the mall and we use in our training here at DAU on how to acquire services, as well as functional knowledge in terms of IT services or facility management or knowledge-based services, in terms of a way to focus information around the type of services that the workforce may be looking for more information on. So that was kind of the idea, and simplicity is one of the key factors that we've been trying to achieve in the mall, and coming up with a mall metaphor really helped us focus because everybody's been to a mall, and we know basically how malls are organized, and so that's what led us to it.
So it's a mall of information sources that are authoritative about the acquisition of services. Is that a good way to describe it?
Correct. And so what we're in, as you look at the mall, each wing is a different color code, and that's based on a collection and an arrangement or taxonomy of services, so that services are kind of centralized around a common theme like information technology or facility management or knowledge-based services. So that if you're trying to create a requirements document, let's say for knowledge-based services, you could go in the knowledge-based service wing, and there currently are about four stores within that wing that will provide more information as it relates to knowledge, to training, let's say, or to management and professional services, you know, based on the type of service that you're really looking for. And we use the spend data, the DOD spend analysis, to help us focus on the types of services and, frankly, where we're developing or where we're putting our effort right now.
Address for us, if you will, the need that the service acquisition mall meets. What is it that it does that wasn't being done before?
Just puts in one place, i.e. the mall, where you could go to find tools and templates to help you do your job, and for best practices, well, I don't even like the word best practices, successful practices as they relate to the type of service you may be looking for. It's really intended to go towards the functional community that is tasked with really creating the most important document there is, namely the requirements document. And so it's a place for folks that may not have much training in service acquisition process or may not be the contracting officer that's received a lot of training, but it's a place where they can go and easily understand what the seven-step process is, as well as find out examples of performance objectives and standards for the type of service they're looking for. So it's a way to try to achieve the efficiencies that the Secretary of Defense is looking for and what Dr. Carter is looking for in terms of improving tradecraft on service acquisitions.
We're speaking with Lyle Easley. He's the director of the Learning Center of Excellence for Service Acquisition at Defense Acquisition University. Are these tools open to all people in the federal government that might be buying services, or do you have to be enrolled at DAU? How does that work?
Well, again, with the theme of trying to keep it simple, it's a DAU website, but it's available to anybody without password protection or access required. Now, we will, as we continue to work and develop them all, we will have areas if people want to have a private or protected section where they want to have a collaborative effort for a team that may be geographically dispersed. One of the future enhancements is to create that secure collaborative workspace.
Oh, one of the future enhancements. What are some others?
Well, the mall is certainly by no means done. It's a work in progress. One of the enhancements that we're working on is literally a tool to help people define their requirements to develop their PWSs and quality assurance surveillance plans. And we'll start some pilot testing for that tool. And future enhancements, really, we've got to build out a lot of the other areas of the mall. We've focused primarily on knowledge-based services and coming up with performance objectives and standards that are common that anyone could use to build their PWS. We just need to extend this into the information technology facility management areas, because there are just a limited number of resources we have here at DAU to work on this.
Now, earlier you mentioned that you look at the federal spending data to find out what it is people are buying, the trends, so you know where to direct the offerings of them all. What is big right now in services acquisition? What are people buying the most of that you're trying to help them with?
Well, the largest spend in Department of Defense, about $53 billion store, is the blue store in the mall, the knowledge-based services. That, and if I don't have data across the federal government, I just know the Department of Defense data very well. And that's the largest store in the mall from a spend perspective, and that's why we've been focused on developing good performance objectives and standards that people can use in creating their requirements document. The other process, you know, one of the challenges we face, and it's true across the federal government, is we develop these requirements documents or performance work statements, statement of work, or SWOs, depending on which form you use, is we're often comfortable with telling a contractor what to do rather than focusing on the results that we want to achieve through this acquisition. And so what we've done is create this requirements roadmap process that's embedded in step four of the process and also available in the service acquisition mall as a download to help people focus, rather than telling the contractor what to do, focus on what are the results you're trying to achieve first, and then worry about what the contractor has to do to achieve those results. It's kind of a change in philosophy or change in mindset, but we have to focus, if we're going to achieve the efficiencies and improve our requirements documents, we've got to focus on the results we're trying to achieve first, and then what are we asking the contractor to do to achieve those results? And to the degree that we can, a very measurable way of measuring those results as well. That's why in this requirements roadmap process, it not only develops the requirement end of it, like the PWS, but it also at the very same time develops the quality assurance surveillance plan. Because one of the documents that's available for download on the mall is the requirements roadmap template. And as you look at the template, it both, as you work across a line in the template for performance objective standards, it also forces you to say, how am I going to inspect this? Because if I write a requirement that I can't inspect, it's not a very good requirement. It forces me to go back and think about how can I define this requirement or this result in a way that's inspectable and verifiable.
I understand that the Service Acquisition Mall is relatively new, and you described it as a work in progress, but have you gotten feedback from users yet?
Feedback has been very good. We've got some actually, what people like about it is the simplicity. Is they can understand the mall, they can understand where to go, and our goal has been to get to the information you want should be no more than three clicks away. That's kind of our benchmark of success. Do we always achieve that? Well, no, it's still a work in process. But the comments are, you know, they would like to see more tools. They would like to see more information on practices. We've got a currently conducting a research project. In fact, your listeners, if I could make a plea, is if you've worked with a service acquisition that's really been successful in terms of achieving the outcomes that you were looking for when you started it, if you can, certainly let us know, because we'd like to come interview you and capture that information and put it in the appropriate wing of the mall so that it can be shared across the federal workforce, not only in DOD, but all federal agencies.
We'll get the word out for you.
Well, I would appreciate that, and they can either call me, or my email would probably be best, and that's, if I can give it to you, is Lyle, L-Y-L-E, dot Easley, E-E-S-L-E-Y, at DAU.mil.
And we can link to your email from our website.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll do it. Is there anything else we should have asked that we didn't ask about?
It's got, again, one of the other objectives is to provide the tools that people need. So it's got examples and downloadable tools. The other thing that's a little unique about the mall, this is the first time that DAU has really embedded MP4 file training into the mall. And what we've done is all the training, all the templates, all the guidance in the mall are downloadable as MP4 files that you can put on an iPhone or anything that'll play an MP4 file. And you also have the template for like a project plan or a team charter or communication plan. All of those plans, the documents for them, are all downloadable for anybody to use as templates.